Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, a little bit about curling, and garage doors today, Steve.
Garage doors.
Yep. But most important, those phone lines are open, so give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Those numbers are important today because it's Steve against the listeners in guessing the music theme this week, and you can win a tune-up, and I'm going to give you a tip. It's so tough this week, I'm going to give you a tip early.
Okay.
Outside, we got all this rain going on.
Yes, we do.
Water.
Water.
Water is the tip. So just giving you a tip. I told you to get your rest last night because this was a tough one.
Water.
Yep. Okay. So just
and
think
Juan's
about
laughing.
It's a hard one.
Thanks.
Because yeah. I know some of the songs, but I didn't know the name of the artist. I'll tell you that.
You didn't know the name of the artist.
Yeah. And that's what it is. You got to guess the name of the artist.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Water.
Water. Two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner. We're up one in our Facebook followers. Thank you very much. Keep going. Big thing going on at St. Thomas Curling Club today.
Garage sale.
Started at 8, goes to 12.
Hopefully they've got a tent.
No, it's all inside the lounge.
Okay, well, that'll be mayhem.
Yeah, I stopped by, walked in, and went, wow, do you have a lot of stuff. So wow. It is packed.
Good.
You
get
name
out
it,
there.
They got it. They even, I went to the golf club section, right. Thought I could find the perfect club or, you know, look in there. So there's golfing stuff, there's patio furniture, there's knickknacks, there's puzzles, there's books. Where we put all our shoes, it's all full of books.
Okay.
So nobody's taking their shoes off today, I take it. So it's going to be completely packed. But get out there, I'll be there after the show, I'm heading over there. So.
Wow.
You can see me.
Are you looking for a garage door? Is that what they're...
No. Now, let me tell you. Make sure I got enough time for this. So, my garage door, it goes up about halfway, stops.
Okay.
So, you'd think it's the eyes, the
It could be the track or it could be the motor.
Well, so I thought it was the eyes, but the lights aren't flashing, and that's what happens when you break the eye. So, I went, okay, it's not that. I thought the track, so I lubricated everything up, you know, and it works. And then all of a sudden it does it, and the lights go off. It's like it loses power. Well, maybe the receptacle's not, you know, so I change the plug into the other plug of the receptacle and, you know, start. Maybe it's a loose wire. Start going through everything.
Maybe someone's got your signal.
Well, getting close. So then I... You know, finally, it's getting so bad, I got to disconnect it in the morning and lift the garage door up so I can get the car out. And I'm going, okay, I've had it with this garage door. You've got to buy a whole new motor. It's a Craftsman. So I'm Googling problems with Craftsman, and they go, light bulb. I went, light bulb? What are you talking about? If you've installed an LED light bulb, which I did because, you know, I'm getting old, it's getting harder to see, so I put bright lights in so that I could light up the garage, they can interfere with it. You need to get a LED, you get an LED garage door light bulb.
They're only worth a few thousand dollars, I suppose. Yeah.
$975.
Oh, okay.
But they're locked up. So you can't just go and get it. You got to get somebody to unlock the cabinet to hand them to you.
Okay.
Fixed it. Put in those two new, and they're LEDs.
So what's the lesson?
The lesson is you have to use an incandescent
light bulb.
No, what's
the lesson? You should have gone to Google a whole lot sooner.
Yeah, well, that's true. But you use an incandescent light bulb or you got to use a garage door LED light bulb. But now it opens up. It works great. Every time I hit the button, it works.
Congratulations.
So I was pretty happy. Because I was ready to take the control board out, check the solder joints. I was ready to go a little deeper into that garage door opener.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a light bulb.
You can also call tech support.
Yeah.
Tech Support Craftsman. Well, garage door.
You know, I was okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then it will be $1,000 to change two levels.
We get a new garage door.
Okay. Interesting.
Because it was intermittent, you know, it worked for a week and you'd say, okay, what's going on? And then all of a sudden every day for the next week.
Nothing.
I'd go up a quarter and stop. And then nothing would work. I have to get out of the car, go in to hit the button inside. You know, then it would go down, and then I hit it again to go up, and it would go halfway up and stop. I was like, okay, I'm getting frustrated.
Really? So, yeah, I'm surprised you made it that far. Yeah. There's not a hole in the door.
I just about drove the car through the door.
I'm sure that's true.
You know, had enough. But so,
all right.
Remember, if you're replacing your light bulbs, get garage door opener light bulb.
Okay.
Because otherwise you could be being frustrated.
Got it.
And you wondered why I look frazzled in the morning when I come to work. You know, after fighting with the garage door. Mm. And it's great to throw it up, and then you drive the car out and you put it down. But then when you get home, you're hitting the button and the garage door ain't
happening.
Yep. So now I got to get out and raining. My hair's getting messed up.
Yes, your hair. Yeah, your product making your hair stand on end. Yep. Yeah,
should thank them for the beautiful haircut that I got. You know, this week in St. Thomas at 7 a.m.
Unbelievable. Yeah. 7 a.m. haircuts.
Yeah, she opens up for me. Number one, please. 7 a.m.
Number one. So pretty soon you just, you know.
Linda.
You can
Linda
probably just
Burl.
Do that at home, right? You're number one.
All I do, when COVID was on, I bought clippers so I could do my own.
I do it too sometimes. Yeah. Not anymore, but in COVID, I did it too.
I hear you.
Yeah. But now, you know, I'm not as good at the back.
I see.
Yeah, I have a harder time, so it's better that Linda works on that. And you find about all the news in St. Thomas.
In St. Thomas, right. Good.
Why you're there. What about you? How was your week? Your garage door work?
I don't have a garage, so it's fine. Yeah. My garage door works all the time. Yeah.
The cloud, just move over.
The only issue I have is Scott Street being two ways now, and they still keep the parking on the street. It's interesting. And Curtis as well.
And is it permanently that way?
Hard to say. They're doing that traffic thing down by St. Catharines by the old PUC building. So something's going on, and but Curtis and Scott are both two ways now, and the parking's staying.
Well, I'm glad you told me that because I'd be driving on the wrong side of the street, not knowing that it's
interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. So now I have to look both ways when I come out of my driveway because I just used to only have to look one way, but anyway, it's a change.
Yeah, we like change, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. Just help you a little bit. You know how you say you always have these long intros and I don't get to hear? And those are usually the 70s song. This is not 70s songs.
Okay, when was this song made?
I'd probably say in the 2000s and up.
And is this a favorite artist of yours?
Oh, number one artist.
And when did you discover this number one artist?
2 weeks ago.
And is it, I'm supposed to pick the artist?
The artist, yep.
This song was released in 2023.
There you go. See?
So it's Teddy Swims.
Yeah. Vanessa emailed.
No.
Let me see your phone. Because she looked at my little thing before. It's blank. Sure. Vanessa emailed.
No, she didn't.
Vanessa
did not email me.
You don't. There is no
I've been listening to Teddy
way.
Swims for a long time, man.
Yeah, since 2023.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give him this. The song, crazy. Like, it's super well known. The song, everyone knows about it. But the artist, I didn't know. So maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. No, he got.
He got.
Okay.
Me and Vanessa are going to have a talk on Monday. Last time I show her what the thing is.
All right. Okay. Do you want to know? Yeah. Do you want to know?
Or you put it on the phone that it hears it and then comes up with the artist?
You want to know?
The trick.
Yeah. It's called Kazam.
Kazam. Yeah, that's what I know. That's called cheating.
No. Technology. No, it's not.
No. There we go. All right. Fine.
I didn't know if it would hear. So, I mean, I just hit it and thought, oh, I'll just see if it'll pick it up. And sure enough. Hey, but, Teddy swims. Water.
No,
okay.
No more tips.
I got to say something before you guys start talking about the questions and all that. You guys give me the thermostat. Yep. To change at home.
Yes.
I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Because now I don't have to deal with that. Actually, I forgot the old one because Brandon told me to bring it to you because he has mercury.
Yeah.
So I have to do it next Saturday. I got to remember that. But I want to say it on air because basically, like, the way you guys make it look is easy because when you guys were talking about it, you were like, oh, yeah, you could just change this, connect some wires, just don't let go of the wires so you don't have to break the wall, this and that. So I was like, oh, that's so easy. Like, I can do it with my eyes closed. Like, this is so easy.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't that easy. So kudos to you guys because it took me a good hour, thanks to Brandon, yeah. Because he was super patient. He was cooking while he was explaining everything to me. And I said, I'm sorry I took your time. But, man, if you guys have to do it, please do not try to do it yourself. Call Peter.
Yep.
Call Steve. Call Brandon. Because they are good at what they do, not just for, like, just because, oh, yeah, we just have a company and all. You guys know what you guys are doing. And yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And I'm not saying this because you guys like help me and give me a thermostat. I'm saying it because it's like someone coming here and seeing all the buttons that I have to press.
Yes.
And then they're going to be like, oh, it's so easy. And like, you know, it has something. That's why people go to school for it and all that stuff. So yeah, if you guys are listening to this, like if you have something to do at home, I get it. There's YouTube. There's all that stuff. It's okay. So on a staff, you could do it.
And what did you learn about a furnace while you were watching?
That
those
they
flames?
Have two big, no, three big things that spit fire like crazy. I felt like I have a dragon at home now hiding in my furnace.
Yes.
Jet engines there.
Three jet engines, yeah.
I feel like in a plane. Yep. I was so surprised. I told you guys this before, but I was so surprised that when I finished the call, I didn't want to tell my wife right away because I was on the call with Brandon.
Yep.
So I didn't want to do that. That as soon as we finished the call, I run upstairs and I was like, baby, you got to come downstairs. And she's like, why? Like, what? Something wrong happened? I said, like, no, look. Yeah. And I took the cover off the furnace. You shouldn't do it. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like a dragon. I put the thing hot and then that thing was just... I was like, oh, my goodness.
That's why we recommend that you have that checked every single year, right?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is.
Now I'm scared. Now I don't want to even touch that anymore.
Well, that's what we do. We give you a thermostat, get you scared, and then we get business.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now I have to call. Here we go. Juan is hooked.
It's a healthy respect, Juan. Yep. Just, yes.
No, but thank you, guys. Thank you for doing that. And seriously, like, and again, like, all the stuff that it comes behind that, because you got to deal with people's privacy, like, when you go in their house and all that stuff. So it's a lot. And people don't see that. And maybe sometimes people are like, oh, why so much money? Like, it's a lot into it. It's not just going there and, like, just checking something. You have to put a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of learning because it's all the knowledge that it comes behind all that. And people, sometimes we don't see it as the customer. Sometimes we don't understand that you got to go through a big process in order to get and give you that answer in 5 minutes.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because it's a huge thing that comes behind that. So
it is.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was a good shout-out for us.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to Brandon for helping out.
Yes, absolutely.
Juan sent it to me, and I went, okay, here.
Yeah, he sent it to Peter, and then Peter is like, oh, okay, someone is going to call you.
Yeah, someone's going to call you. Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, this is difficult then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a, what is it called? Shazam or?
Kazam.
Kazam.
No, it's Shazam. It's Shazam.
It is Shazam.
Shazam. Right? Yeah. You're going to need to find that app for you. Yeah. Lovely. It does everything.
Yeah. Well, it cheats. Yeah. I call it
Shazam.
Cheating.
It's not cheating.
It is cheating.
I feel that people now, next weekend, they have to unload this app and get it before you do.
Yeah.
So people, they have this caution saying.
I mean, Shazam's been around forever.
Forever,
right?
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, even if I'm someplace and I like a song and I don't know it, I'll just turn this on and then I go.
It is great.
And I'll look it up and then I'll put it on my Spotify.
Okay, so next
like week. Teddy Swims is going on my Spotify now.
Next week.
We lock the phone.
Your phone.
No, my phone.
Your phone goes over
my
here.
Phone stays with me, man.
No. Well, then we're going to delete that app.
No, you're not touching my phone.
We got to do what they do at Budweiser Gardens with some artists that they give you this bag that you cannot open.
Well, that's right. Yeah. The sealed bag.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, I'll bring the bag. I'll bring a Ziploc bag in.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Or we'll muffle it. We'll put a foam around it so it can't hear it. Okay, we'll get back to the questions here.
I can't believe that you threw Vanessa under the bus. Right?
Well, she was the only one who saw it.
His first go-to. Vanessa texted you. You threw her right under the bus. I mean, the tire tracks are fresh on her back.
Vanessa's
right?
in the house listening to it. She's like, what did I do?
I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
you're going to have some apologizing to do on Monday. Do. Yes, you are. Yeah.
So the question, Steve. I would like to get my air conditioner, old air conditioner, relocated around the corner of my house to make room for a patio, approximately 5 feet. Is this something you could help with?
It is. But
is it Shazam?
Genie. We have to go and we have to look at it because, I mean, it's a lot more work than just disconnect. We got to take all the refrigerant. We got to reclaim all that. We have to adjust the line, move the hydro. So there's a lot to it. Put the new base down.
And if it's R22.
And then put it all back together. And if it's R22, if it's an old machine R22, we can capture it. And we can capture all we can capture. And we can put that back in. But we can't put any more back in. So if it's R22, really, if you're going to spend the money to move it, you should just buy a new one, and then we'll move it automatically.
And what happens to an old air conditioner once in a while when you go to move it?
Well, it's Murphy's Law. It's you touch it, and it all of a sudden it doesn't work. So, I mean, we would, you know, first exclusion we have is to say, when we touch this thing and we reconnect it and it doesn't work, that's not on us.
You know, it's when we did appliances, it was a fridge. People would say, well, I'm going to take my fridge out of my house and take it to the cottage. They'd drive it all the way to the cottage, and then when they get to the cottage, they plug it in and it
wouldn't work.
And then they go, well, what happened? Well, it's old, and it said, I'm tired. I'm not going to start up.
Yeah.
So that can happen when you move an old air. If it's 8 years and under, I would move it. If it's older than 8 years, I would replace it.
So in this particular situation, the air conditioner is 35 years old.
Buy a new one.
Right with his 35-year-old furnace.
Yep. Buy two. Get a deal. There's a deal when you buy both together.
I'm just telling you, when I went there, and it was, he's a nice young man. He's just getting some work done, and you know, and because as soon as I'm walking up, I look at him, I see the air conditioner, and I knock on the door. He opens the door, and I'm just looking at him, and he said, I know what you're going to tell me. Everybody's saying the same thing. And I said, well, at least you're getting the same message. Yeah. I didn't have to say anything. And he just saw the look on my face to say, yeah.
Yeah, when it's that old, there is no use. I mean, you're just wasting. You're going to spend probably $1,200, $1,400 to move it.
And it is not going to work.
And then you could have put that $1,400 into a new air conditioner.
Right.
And, you know, get it on financing. If you can't afford to buy the whole thing up front, well, then get it on a monthly payment plan that you can afford. And you have a new one that you don't have to worry about. And look after.
Kind of funny we had that same conversation.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, look at that. We think alike.
Sometimes. Not always.
Not with Shazam. I should get
Oh, hey, and I'm going to I need to give a shout out to the Canadian men's and women's senior curling teams. They just swept won gold medal in the Worlds in Sweden. So congratulations to Team Fleming and Team Frode. So,
when they're in the finals, they close it out.
Yeah.
Not like Steve.
Oh, here we go. All right. Yes.
But that, and we, of course, know someone on Team Frode.
A couple. I know a few of them. Actually, Julie, Carrie, and Joanne.
Right? Yeah. Julie's from London.
Yeah, she is.
Yep. Plays at Highland.
Yep. Carrie's from Sarnia originally, and she spent some time in London.
Yeah. Now in Kitchener.
Now in Kitchener, So. And then Joanne, who's the fifth, is from Brantford.
Yep. Joanne Rizzo.
Yep.
We know her husband.
Nicholas.
Went to Western. Lived over in Berkshire.
Yeah.
Went through a patio door. No, we won't.
Okay, let's not. Okay. Moving along.
Moving along.
I think it's time to have break because you're at 9:30. You're over.
Oh, I am. Look what you did to me, Steve. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the reminder of the day.
Well, Vanessa, I apologize for throwing you under the bus. But here's your reminder of the day. In the summer, you do not want to run your humidifier. Now is the time to change the duct damper to summer or closed setting. Another way to find it is to follow the water line, either copper or plastic, away from the humidifier to the valve and rotate that valve in a clockwise position until it stops. So there's two things on the humidifier. One's the damper that it's in the 6-inch duct that needs to be closed. And then the water line, we recommend turning it off, especially if it's plastic, because the plastic can get hardened over time and can
pop
crack
off on that bushing. Yep.
And it can create a flood in your basement. So make sure you do turn that off.
And quickly, too, it can flood. Yeah. Quickly.
And a Peter tip.
Oh.
Try
something new?
Your air conditioner. Turn it on. Make sure it works. Good weekend this weekend. Says we're going to get up around 20. Flip it on. Just make sure that air conditioner works. Otherwise, when it's 30 degrees out there and you're calling and trying to get someone to come out because nobody can sleep and we're booked solid, it becomes very difficult. So give that air conditioner a try. Mr. Swim over there.
Teddy Swims.
Now, this one came in, and it's kind of a two. I'll give you what the question is, but to me it's really two-part. The first part is, when you hear your equipment making noise that isn't right, have somebody look at it.
Absolutely.
Okay. But this says, hi, I have a heat pump. My hydro bill was high. We bypassed the heat pump. So basically that's turn the heat pump off, go back to the furnace for a month, and the bill went down. Well, you're not losing electricity. That would make a lot of sense. But there's lots of pulsating heat pump noises, clunking noises, when it goes off. I believe we need a new heat pump. So I Google searched you guys, found you. Is there rebates from the government still on heat pumps? How much would I get back? Can you come out and give us a price?
So I can certainly, We're a pro heat pump company. That's our stance. We think that that's what's right for, the Canadians or Londoners or St. Thomas people to put in their homes. We haven't changed even because the rebates went away. We still are believing that that's the best thing to do. So, unfortunately, there are no rebates at this time. The government are very tight-lipped about things. So, I mean, there's always rumors about stuff happening, but there's nothing which has been verified or no one's talking. So, you know, for us to sit here and say that there's going to be something coming, I really can't say that because I honestly don't know. I've seen, I mean, there's people speculating, but anything that has come across my desk that people have emailed me to say, what do you think about this? There's nothing in there saying, stating that there's going to be anything coming. So, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to know what to do, but I will tell you one thing. If your air conditioner is not working and you need it replaced, you should get it replaced. Should you consider a heat pump? Absolutely, you should still consider a heat pump because it really is the best solution for you today.
And you hear about rebates now, but they're manufacturer's rebates.
Yes, there are. Yep, there are manufacturer's things going on, yes.
So like Carrier gives rebate, Lennox, there's a bunch of them out there that will give a rebate, but that's a manufacturer's, not
a
government.
Yes, that's not a government rebate, yes.
And they'll list a big number, but you have to buy the Lamborghini of heating and cooling systems to get that big number.
That's true, yes, and it's a bit misleading. So, yeah, and we have nothing to do with that. That's what the manufacturer chooses to do. So when we come to do a quotation for your home and we're quoting on product, we certainly show you all those things that are available for you. So we do our homework, so we know what's available for you. So when we're in your home, we would be providing that information as well.
And we sat down as a group, Steve, remember that comment, as a group, mm-hmm. and determined what system we felt comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
furnace, heat pump, filter, all of that we felt comfortable putting in that was reliable, would save you money on your utility bills, and mm-hmm. function fine.
Yep.
Together.
I understand that, yes.
So, yeah. So definitely give us a call. We'll come out. I mean, yes, we think heat pump's the way to go, but we'll price an air conditioner if
Absolutely.
You want an air conditioner.
Yep.
But it's we look at what you're making a decision for is for 10 to 15 years of use down the road.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You want to tell me when it's time to go out again?
I could, because you got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I'll throw you another question.
All right.
Said, my furnace is leaking water. I have looked around. I can't see where it's coming from. What could cause this?
Well, your furnace makes water. So water can come from many places on a furnace. It can
like Teddy Swim makes water like Teddy Swim.
It can come from the collector box. It can come from the trap, the drain system. It could come from any of the hoses that may have, if you haven't had a maintenance while, they will get plugged up. And when they get plugged up, furnace still makes water. It's got to go someplace. So it will find a way out of the furnace. Either that or it'll just shut off because it'll take a pressure switch out. But keep in mind that if it could be just a hose that's cracked and water's coming out. But if it is the collector box, they'll have to replace that. Because it's probably got a crack in it someplace or the gasket's gone. So, I mean, if there is water, it needs to be looked at. Sometimes it has been known that sometimes the water heater's behind the furnace and the water heater's leaking and it's coming underneath the furnace and you think it's the furnace, but it's really the water heater in behind it. So you really kind of just, I mean, it's best if you just call us, we'll come out, we'll ascertain where the leak's coming from, where it's coming from the furnace, or maybe it's coming from the water heater, or who knows.
Or foundation.
Yep.
We've seen that.
So, I mean, call us, and we can at least determine what it is or what it's not, and then you can continue on from there.
Yeah, because you don't want to leave the water because it will start rusting out a furnace.
Yep.
And especially if it's got acid in that water.
Yes.
We've even seen heat exchangers that will start leaking it out.
Yes.
And it will start, going down through the motor and then coming out the bottom. So definitely get us out, have us take a look at it. Another question here says, what does a UV light do to help my air quality?
A UV light for your air quality? Well, I mean, it depends where the UV light goes. There's, we have a couple different situations where, so we have bulbs that we are designed to go above the air conditioning or the heat pump, the evaporator coil, we call it. So keep in mind that your evaporator coil in above your furnace is a damp, it's in a damp, dark environment. So just things can grow there. So if there's a light sitting on top of it, like a UV light, it will keep that coil clean. So there'll be no bacteria, there'll be no viral activity going on whatsoever. It will just, it will neutralize anything which is in that airstream. So it actually will also neutralize any germs or bacteria or anything that's going through the airstream as well. We also can put them in the return air system. On the return air side, we have bulbs that are meant for sterilization as well as odor odor killers. So they'll any odor that's in the house, they'll neutralize as well. So we have both those style of bulbs, and yeah, we'd be more than happy to, you know, give you a quote on that as well.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about indoor air quality, but you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm so used to being broke.
Teddy Swims. Gotta love Teddy Swims, man. Guy's got some beat.
Yeah, enjoy this day, Steve. Enjoy this day.
I just like the fact that the look on your face was unbelievable when I yelled out that name. You were just flabbergasted. You're just like, how do you know that?
I'm bringing a cell phone blocker into the studio next week to block all signals.
I have to admit, I've had that at my fingertips for a long time. I just chose to use it today because everybody said it's really, really hard, and it would have been impossible. So I decided to cheat.
Yeah, cheat. I'm glad he admitted he cheated. So I'm sorry, listeners. You would have had an opportunity.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. You've never heard of Teddy Swims before. You went to Spotify and typed something in and got that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, please.
I heard the song, and I went, that's a really good song. Who sung that?
Yeah,
and
Spotify.
Then I started listening to his music.
So
and then I
there
went,
you go.
This would be a good one.
So there, you used a tool to find this new artist. I used another tool to find this new artist. There, it's all fair.
Yeah.
I'll be a referee here. Let's don't use any tools, okay?
Yeah. So he can't use Spotify
he
anymore.
You cannot use Spotify. You cannot use Session.
Yeah, but guess what? He's still going to continue to use Spotify. I know it.
I use what?
Oh, here we go. No, yeah,
I get back to the indoor air quality.
He uses ChatGPT. ChatGPT. What songs can I stump Steve with this week?
I should try that.
Probably give you a really hard one.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. But does it show up on Shazam? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'd have to add that in. So when we talk about indoor air quality, there's three things of indoor air quality that you really have to look at. Do you remember what they are?
I wrote the book on IAQ.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead then.
My guru, Gord Cook, taught me very well. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. So the three are?
Well, the first thing you do is you have to figure out what it is, and then you eliminate. If elimination is the first and most important key. So
get rid of the dog.
If Fluffy the cat is the problem, you should get rid of Fluffy. But that's not going to happen, right? So elimination is the first. After elimination is ventilation. So we call that dilution. So we bring more air into the house and you ventilate and you lessen the concentration of whatever the irritant is. Okay?
Eliminate Steve. No.
Right. So we have elimination, ventilation, and then we have filtration, which is trapping the particle in a filter, depending on what we're trying to trap. We would figure out what MERV rating we would need for that, whether you need a bypassed HEPA system or maybe an inline filter would be good enough for you. And last but not least is purification. Okay?
And what's purification?
Purification is using Mother Nature's way of purifying our planet, which is UV from the sun. So just if the sun kills a lot of things, so there's UV radiation that comes down through the sun that keeps our planet healthy. So it's the same thing. We can introduce that into your furnace system as well.
So when the eclipse happened, all the purification stopped for
No, it was still,
minutes.
I know, because it was still there. It never stopped because there was always a ring around that sun. So there's always UV being bombarded. Actually, it's more harmful because you typically don't look up at the sun, but you could look up at the eclipse at that one particular moment, and you would just get irradiated with UV, which you normally wouldn't be able to do because you don't look into the sun. You can't.
Unless you're at the Pierside pub. Then you were inside with Juan and Mike, you know, doing the big show down there.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Are you happy with my answer? Thank you.
There you go, Steve. Congratulations. That was a good test. Okay. There was one other question.
You should tell listeners that you possess all of those except for the elimination part. So you have ventilation, filtration, and purification.
When the dog runs away, it eliminates itself. So it's done it twice, you know. But, yes, I have an HRV in my home.
For ventilation, yep.
I have a MERV 13 filtration system.
Filtration.
And I have a UV light with charcoal.
So you have purification. Yep. See, you possess all three, right? And how does that make you feel?
Perfect. I don't open a window. I keep my house as my oasis. You know, like I was completely healthy till I came in here last Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I went home and then I got this cold that you can probably still hear a little bit. And I had this cold all week.
You noticed I heard you had a cold and you know I was not in the office all week, right?
Yeah. Well, I just started feeling better last night and I thought I'm going into the virus. And we have no air cleaner in here.
No, just Juan's got his. Yeah.
But anyways.
I have a question actually for you guys. Talking about the new thermostat that I have.
Yes.
It says
air quality.
Clean air. Yes. Air quality. Yes.
So there's
how that works.
Well, there's an air sensor in that around the thermostat. So it's constantly checking the environment, right? So it'll know if the air is getting bad. Now, it may also get that information from outdoors through the internet as well. But it's keeping track of what's going on in the house. So if you see that all of a sudden go to caution, you just need to be aware of it once, so then you can take action if need be.
Okay. The one thing that also Brandon told me, just because he gave me that kind of like, he just told me, Juan, if you see it changing when you're cooking fish, then don't freak out. That's the only thing.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, do you use your overhead stove fan when you're cooking fish?
Yeah.
Right. So it probably won't do that. But some people that don't have the best systems pull that air and put it out of the house, not just recirculate it through a filter. Because if the filters get dirty, then you're not really filtering anything. So that odor and all that's coming right back at you again. So the best range hood systems leave the house. Okay. They evacuate. So If you're doing that every time you're cooking fish or something, then you won't have a problem.
But if you walk into a house, anybody's house, and you can smell what, you know, I burnt my toast or, you know, if you can smell that, then the ventilation is not good in that home.
Especially if I walked into your house, Juan, and I could smell fish and you didn't cook fish for like 4 days ago, that's a serious problem.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I also have a question. I know someone that told me before, I don't know, he wasn't a pro or anything, but he told me to keep the fan running all the time. Is
the
that
furnace
a good
fan,
or a bad thing?
The furnace fan. It depends on the motor, but we recommend having the furnace fan run all the time because you're going to get better temperature control, better humidity control, better filtration in your house. Remember, your filter's only filtering when the fan's running. Otherwise, it's not doing anything.
How do I do it with the Echo V1?
Just on the, you'll see a fan setting. You could just turn... You can run that fan for a small point in time. You can run it for anywhere from 0 to 59 minutes an hour, or you can tell it to run all the time, or you can tell it to run, I want it to run while I'm at home, so in the stay and the sleep mode, but when I leave the house, I want to shut it off. You can do anything with that thermostat that way.
But I can leave it running all the time.
You can.
Just to be safe.
Yep. You can do that right from your phone, from your
app. I'll do it now.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Is your wife at home going, why did that thing turn on?
She's still sleeping, so she won't notice nothing.
So the last question.
Okay.
An insurance company says it's time to replace my hot water tank.
Mm-hmm.
I have a two-story house. I'm a retired couple. The existing tank is gas-fired and exhaust to a chimney a few feet away.
Right.
Why do I need to replace it, and can I replace it?
So, tanks, the insurance companies certainly don't want that water heater in your home any more than, they're saying 10 years, but probably 12 is max. But only because they've had, I mean, when the insurance companies get involved, it means that they're keeping track and they've had a lot of tank failures. So because of that, they don't want to pay a basement claim of that tank erupting and spilling water all over the basement and having to have a huge $40,000 or $50,000 claim to fix the basement, which you'll only ever get once. They'll never give it to you again. And they're even putting riders now in where they're not even going to look after that. So you just, if you don't want that tank to erupt, so they're being proactive because they're seeing it. So that's why they're starting to enforce that. If it's going up the chimney, that's fine. There has to be a liner there for that water heater, and if the liner's okay, we can reconnect to it. If not, you should just go with a power vent water heater. So that's just going to exhaust out through the side of the house, just like a furnace does. Or you can go tankless. Yeah.
Well, there's options.
A lot of options.
But unfortunately, check your insurance when you're renewing to make sure it's covered.
Absolutely.
Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, go to peterinch.ca and hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.